This meeting is now being recorded.
Sure, happy to. First, Alan, so as you have just heard, I just wanted to remind you that going forward, all leadership calls will be recorded for transparency purposes, and just to mention that this process complies with the MSSI standards that are applied to all post-transition review teams. So this is why you have just heard that the meeting was now recorded. So today on the agenda, we'd like to start with the face-to-face meeting agenda. And we have drafted so the face-to-face meeting agenda for a meeting in October in Brussels, which I will be projecting now for your review. So on this document, so will you have the possibility to zoom in and zoom out. I left this possibility to you. So we have included not only all the logistics and information for observers, but also we have started populating documents with the different briefings and presentations that we so far have heard on past plenary calls and the different asks from the review team. So so you will see on the first day that there will be welcome and opening remarks from Theresa Swinehart, the head of the MSSI department, followed by just statements of interest updates, roll call and administrative items, then presentation on specific reviews and process flow. So this is to give an overview to more so to review team members that are less familiar with specific reviews, and to provide them with a with an overview of the different processes and see and show where the review team currently is. Then there is an inventory of existing and past RDS and WIS related initiatives. And after that, during the day, so there will be briefings with different subject matter experts. I'd just like to mention at this point that the timing and day might change depending on the availability. We are still pending some information from subject matter experts. And in the afternoon, there would be a review team scope discussion. And as we previously mentioned, we suggested that it could be an exercise that is facilitated by Patrick Dotson, who has an experience also with, for example, the SSR2 review team, where he's really good at helping, first of all, the different participants break the ice, but also work together on achieving the different goals. So here, for example, under the scope discussion, we have several goals that that you might want to achieve. So examine the RDS reviews, review bylaws text, agreement date on scope, limited scope proposal, begin to draft prioritized list of SMART objectives, and look at the next steps to finalize the scope. So this would be for day one. So there would also be, of course, a review of the agenda for the following day, and day one would end with a review team dinner, including team building exercises so that review team members can get to know each other better. The location of the review team dinner has not been decided yet. We are working on that. And so for day two, so we suggest to the review team to have a breakfast before we start. So on the meeting site, we propose to finalize and agree on scope of the review, followed by a review of the status of the terms of reference draft, and we will also get back to that on the agenda today. again, in terms of reference, in the morning, identify sections needing to be completed, develop the plan to complete sections, and approve terms of reference for submission to the board. Introduce the work plan and timeline template, then followed by the work plan and timeline working session. Again, this is something that could be a facilitated exercise. In the afternoon, again, the work plan and timeline working session. And there we would like to raise that it would be a good occasion to mirror the work plan milestones into the terms of reference. And also, depending on the scope, it could be an occasion to confirm the Ruby team leadership. And after that, a wrap-up of the face-to-face meeting and review different action items and decisions reached, determine the response to the board request, prepare a meeting communique, and review the notification and prepare the notification to the CCNSO. And finally, the closing remarks of this face-to-face meeting. Do you have any questions on that, Alan?
Well, you've got review team leadership up at the item 3 on day 2 also. I don't know what that is. What do you mean by that?
On item number 3, right?
That's correct.
Yes, I think it's everything that appears in italic would be who would lead the discussion.
Oh. Okay, so review is not a verb there as it is later on.
No.
Okay. All right. Language is a complex thing. I think this is fine for a presentation to the group this week and for discussion. I'm not going to try to analyze it in detail here. I certainly haven't had a chance to look at it. And I think we should send it out to the review team as soon as possible and ask for make sure there's an item on the agenda to further discuss it.
I will note that as an action item. Perfect. Let's move on.
You mentioned, by the way, that you'll have logistics. It should include, for those who are not familiar with Brussels, or even those who are, what the recommended way of getting in from the airport to the hotel is.
Yes, that's something that can be prepared as well. We can mention that to our dedicated department. Yes, I will add that as an action.
Aside from the complexities of travel with security things these days, it's always not good to know what the recommended method is.
Mm-hmm.
Please go ahead.
Yes. So moving on the next item on the agenda. So we have the law enforcement needs. So you may have seen Lisa has prepared a document, which I will project now on screen. Just 1 second. To assist, so this is a document that Lisa has prepared to assist Catherine with recall points raised in the discussion of law enforcement needs on the last plenary call. And this is because Catherine currently has an action item to produce a draft text reflecting the review team discussion on this, including a possible methodology to obtain target community input on objectives, and for the review to formulate recommendations. So Lisa has prepared the document. Maybe Lisa, you want to add a few words on this?
Sure. This is Lisa Pfeiffer for the record. So I think, Ellen, we briefly discussed this on our previous leadership call that I just culled from the transcript of the previous call the points that were raised with regard to law enforcement needs and also retention of data seemed to be part of that discussion. And so sharing this with you, just as a starting point for Catherine to think about drafting an objective around this.
Let me ask you a question, just a gut feel reaction. This is a one-page document. Do you think this is a superset of what's going to be in the objective, or the objective will be a superset of it? I'm just worried about an objective on one item and an item that we think is going to be a relatively minor one is growing to be something which is not small.
Yeah, if you're asking me, Ellen.
Yeah, I'm asking you for a personal opinion, not an official ICANN position.
My personal opinion is the objective itself should be much more concise. These were simply points that were raised during that discussion. I would hope those points could be boiled down to just a few items that would be part of a stated objective.
All right, we may want to make that clear. Or I can do it personally if you'd like. I'm just a little bit worried that the process of guiding the review is going to end up taking 6 months of our time of the year allocated to the review, and we were hoping it would be a lot less than a year.
Yeah, I'd be happy
when I look at the discussion that's ensued on what I thought was going to be a slam dunk decision on how to replace review team members if necessary, I'm starting to get significantly worried.
I understand that sentiment. Alan, if you'd like, I can reach out to Catherine since she's not on today's call and does have this action.
Yeah, okay.
To share that sentiment that this is background and hopefully not the beginning of a very lengthy objective.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, I'm not going to try to read it in depth right now, but I haven't until now. I gather you sent it out already, but I've been just a little bit swamped. I wish I could say the Who Is review is the only thing going on my agenda, but it's not. All right, could we go on to the next item?
Yep. So next item we have is regarding scope, and Lisa shared last Thursday an updated scope table, the one that you previously prepared, Alan. So she prepared that for consideration, and she added the text from the bylaws. No feedback was received until now, and just for information, she also copied the GNSO feedback into those roles as well, and we wanted to know whether this could be shared in advance of our plenary call.
Yes, please. And
okay.
Any refinement that has to be done can be done at the meeting or afterwards.
Okay, we will also save it on the wiki. Perfect. Moving on to the next item, regarding the response to the OECD. We were asked to produce a draft text for the RDS leadership to reflect the OECD component of the bylaws mandate, which you can see on screen. And we were expecting some feedback on that. Yes, Lisa, you have your hand raised.
Yes, Lisa Pfeiffer. I just wanted to add, Alan, that this reflects both the conversation that was had at our last last plenary call, as well as you might remember during that plenary call there was some reference to an email thread on privacy. So these
mm-hmm.
were really A, B, and C. Were the points raised in that thread on privacy. Hopefully I've captured them accurately. And to your point about how long an objective might be, this
mm-hmm.
is my personal vision on how long an objective should be.
The RDS in the last sentence, which is underlined, which I'm taking to be as distinct from RDS who is that intentional and what is the implication?
What do you think the implication is? It is underlined actually by accident.
Okay.
Because it comes from, Jean-Baptiste copied this from a Word document where there was an inline comment simply asking when the review team talks about this to think about whether this is about asking about ICANN's compliance or, with data protection laws. Or would possibly lead to policy development around compliance, but both would be in relationship to RDS/whois, so today's RDS, as that is the scope of this review.
Okay. My understanding is that there is no obligation to comply with OECD guidelines other than to the extent that those guidelines are incorporated into national laws. Is that a misunderstanding or correct, as far as you know?
That would reflect my personal understanding as well.
Yeah, so I think we need to put that in. Let me see. The examining steps taken by ICANN. See, what I don't want to do is get into a situation where we are now obliged to do a legal inventory of laws that reflect OECD guidelines. And I'm not sure how we can provide guidance on the implementation unless we do that, and I'm really hoping we can avoid doing that. So, any thoughts? I'm not quite sure where that takes us. But we've been in discussions in other groups. The Thick Who Is one is an example where people pushing for privacy really wanted and worried about data transfer, cross-border data transfer, really wanted us to contract for an extensive legal opinion on exactly how this affects us in all jurisdictions. And I'm a little bit worried we're going to get into the same area here if we're not careful.
Do you think it might help, Alan, this is Lisa again, do you think it might help to footnote where it says high-level recommendations? Because this is a sort of an affirmative way of saying that the results would be high-level. Would it help to footnote that with something that said this is not to imply a detailed analysis of those data protection laws and what would be required to comply?
It's probably worthwhile trying. That may just highlight the issue for those who want to do that, but yeah, that's worth trying. And I would again put RDS whiz instead of RDS, because really our challenge at this point is not to go into the areas of the RDS PDP, and they certainly are going to have to consider this.
All right. We'll make those adjustments.
Okay. And let's see where it leads us. I have another year to go, and I can. I was hoping this was not the rest of my career there. I may have made a strategic error. Next item, I think.
Yes. So next on the agenda, the terms of reference. So an updated version will be shared prior to the plenary call. But before that, what we wanted to mention is that at the last plenary call, we were asked in the terms of reference to identify all known groups for the review team consideration. And this is under the dependency section. So here on screen, you can see the identified groups.
I don't know what a cross field means in the third sub bullet. Lisa, is that a word phrase you're familiar with?
Yeah, some people talk about it as cross field instead of a cross field.
I think would make more sense.
This is work on going to define the interrelationship between when you validate data elements, whether, for example, the phone number and the postal address belong to the same identity.
Ah.
Same entity.
Okay. I think that would be cross field, not across. But
yeah, I think so too.
Royal team will engage in dialogue with dedicated board caucus group, for example. Can I presume that the sentence saying the review team will be briefed, updated, is that on the first order that will be in written form, and we're not devoting 10 hours to this? Is that reasonable to assume? Anybody?
Lisa, you have your hand raised.
Sorry, I'm not paying attention to hands. Just call out, please.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
This is a rather informal call.
I think the intention of saying brief/updated was simply to state that when there's significant developments in each of these activities, that the review team would be apprised of that in addition to the initial briefing that you'll receive on each of these.
Okay. I'm just a bit worried that we will spend as much time being briefed on some of these things as we would disposing of them ourselves. Again, we have a number of people on the group who are prone to want to make this process as thorough as possible, even when it's quite clear that there are very significant overlaps and dependencies here. So, going forward, let's just keep these as terse and brief as we can, unless we must go into more detail. If that sounds reasonable, let's proceed like that. I don't think I have anything else to add to this exhaustively long list. Next item
is the proposed plenary meeting agenda. After the welcome roll call, we have the terms of reference with the two sections, team member replacement removal, dependencies, followed by the scope discussion, the face-to-face meeting agenda, which we will share ahead of the plenary call. RDS PDP calls. If you remember, Alan, there was discussion at the last call about offering to interested review team members to participate
or attend RDS specific calls. So that's why we added it there, and then any other business and confirm decision and action items.
So on item five, we're just going to tell them when the calls are? I assume for people to get invitations to the calls, they need to sign up as members or participants.
Correct.
Or whatever the word is. Members,
yes.
I think.
Correct. Okay. This is Lisa again. What we anticipated for this agenda item is just a single slide that listed upcoming calls, gave an email address for if you wish to join as a working group member, that you can also join as an observer and simply replay published calls, and noting that there is a call on the second day of our face-to-face. It actually happens to be in the evening of the face-to-face, 6 p.m. Brussels time. So hopefully it won't present a conflict for anyone that participates in both.
Except they're an hour and a half call, and that sort of ends up going into the first day or the second day in Brussels?
Second day.
So that sort of runs into dinner or people with early flights, but other than that, yeah. All right.
Sounds good to you. Okay. Just wanted to ask you whether it needed to be modified. Perfect.
I don't think so. I mean, we may end up with, between now and then, something else coming in as AOB, and we can always adjust the agenda if necessary.
Sure.
But nothing
sure,
else
just
in mind right now.
Yes. Thank you. Then any other business? And there, if you may, I would like to ask something. We have sent a request regarding the possibility to publish the fact sheet, as we require the approval from the RDS leadership to publish it on the wiki. So just as a reminder, the fact sheet captures attendance of review team members, costs associated with professional services and travel to attend face-to-face meetings and milestones.
Okay, so that's something I've already received, you're saying, and I didn't respond.
That's correct.
I will find it and respond.
If you wish, I can forward it to you.
No, if I already have it and the word fact sheet is somewhere in it, I will find it. If not, I'll contact you directly.
Okay, perfect, then.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.